My heart has become like wax melting in the midst of my bowels, for the zeal of thy house hath eaten me up. These words we begin, or began, this holy sacrifice of Mass on this feast of the Italian Saint Francesco Caracciolo, Saint Francis Caracciolo. Now, Saint Francis was born in the middle of the 17th century of a good noble family in the region of the Abruzzi, a region which I remember very fondly because they have some of the best pasta in all of Italy, and the sauces are to die for. But Saint Francesco was not so interested in that. And who knows, maybe they didn't have it in his day, but they have it now. It is the same area where Saint Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows was to end his life. But Saint Francis Caracciolo did not live in the Abruzzi for very long. As a young man, he entered a seminary in Naples. And it was there that with his brother and several other, some of whom have already been raised to the glories of the altar, he began a new order, a very small order that is even today, never was, and still isn't very big in numbers. And of course, it may be even worse now with all the evils that are surrounding the church. But he founded the clerks regular, and that was it. The clerks regular. There were clerics who spent most of their time in front of the Blessed Sacrament, as did St. Francis. And in the meantime, they did tremendous works of charity. They're very, very well known in Naples, and so was San Francesco. Everybody knew who he was, even though he wasn't in the politics or anything like that. He was very, very mild, and he kept out of the limelight of the things that are of the world. But of the things that are of God, he did everything possible. And so it is no surprise that he died relatively young, in his 40s, I believe, in the year 1608. And of course, he was raised up to the honors of the altar. About 200 years after that, Pope Pius VII of happy memory canonized him. So today we honor San Francesco Caracciolo. In addition, today we honor many saints, among them Saint Walter, and there are other saints, martyrs, most of them, who died for the sake of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.